Hey everybody, welcome back to the Snapcast, a podcast all about Snapchat. In today's episode, I'm going to interview Nicholas Dominici, who is an official lens creator through Snapchat. He and I had a pretty good time talking. The audio is a little janky, I apologize for that, but for the most part, it's a really good interview with some cool perception on what it's like to quote-unquote work for Snapchat. Nick is a pretty cool guy, and you guys should check him out on Snapchat. Anyhow, without further ado, here is the interview.
Yo.
Hey.
Hey. Oh, that sounds a lot better.
Yeah, okay, great.
All right, so we're up and running. We're recording.
Yep.
Is it Nick or Nicholas? What do you prefer?
This is fun.
Okay. Nicholas Dominici, and you are a official
lens creator.
Yeah, Snapchat. So what makes it official versus just like if I were to download the app and start dinking around and trying to create and do?
Yeah. I became an official lens creator. I made lenses for like a year, and it wasn't until like January of this year that I actually became an official lens creator. The reason I'm an official lens creator is just I'm officially endorsed by Snapchat. They've seen my work, they like it, and I'm kind of like a resident lens creator for them.
Oh, that's cool. What was the process like getting approved for that? They reached out to you, you reached out to them, you applied for it. How does that work?
So I was reached out to by actually another official lens creator. His name's Chris Higa. He was one of the first 15 official lens creators. And he saw one of my lenses on Reddit, and he's like, hey, I love your stuff. I've seen it. I was wondering if you're interested in applying to become an official lens creator. I was like, yeah, sure. That sounds awesome. Yeah. So I applied, and I don't know how many applied, but I got in. And then they asked me for an interview through Google Hangouts. And after like a week, I got an email saying that you're an official lens creator. And I had to sign some stuff. But yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Was that just like you said it was like a week long turnaround. But yeah, that sounds pretty cool. I didn't know. I wondered what like makes a person official. And I know through being an official creator, you got invited, I presume, to the Snap Summit that was a few weeks back.
Yeah.
What was that like?
When I got the invite, I was like, geez, this is incredible. I was a little disappointed to find out that they wouldn't cover the flight, but they did cover our transportation while in LA, which is awesome. But yeah, super excited. It was definitely an honor to go.
But you were there. You were in the crowd then for the actual keynote that we all saw, you know, online when it was public and whatnot, but there was some stuff kind of behind the scenes. Just was it kind of like a like training stuff or just more like kind of low-key public things, or what was that all about?
Yeah, so the official lens creators, and I wasn't part of this, but a few other official lens creators had booths set up teaching people how to make lenses in Lens Studio. They were showing people around the program and stuff. They showcased our lenses in some places. And like in the keynote, hand tracking was announced, and we were all making lenses like a few weeks prior to the summit in preparation for it.
Yeah, I was going to say, because that was how I think I found you, was you had one that was like out instantly the moment that they talked about it.
Yeah,
so like, what the heck, how do people have this?
While we were watching the keynote, they announced hand tracking, like, oh crap, this is it. That's the announcement. So then my buddy texted our manager, said, yo, can we post these lenses? And we did it immediately. Nice. During the keynote.
That's awesome. So you get to the first out of the gate.
Yep.
That's pretty cool. And then so more on being like an official lens creator. I know you had mentioned in a few weeks time they're gonna launch like lens creator profiles.
Yeah, creator profiles.
what can you share on that?
Yeah, so there are a few things I know about official creator profiles that I'm not allowed to say yet. But most of the stuff I can. So basically, creator profiles are going to be actually available for everyone who's ever made a lens. So it's not exclusively for official lens creators.
Okay.
But official lens creators will have more advanced profiles. And so obviously it'll say official lens creator on the profile. There'll be a section underneath their profiles for all of their lenses and stuff. I think it's going to be sorted by most popular.
Yeah,
it will be sorted by most popular. Just like it's similar if you go to the Creators tab on the Lens Studio website, you can check that out. And it'll be the same format, just mobile. And also, there'll be a place for creators to share their websites, their emails, and any other contact information.
Oh, cool. Yeah, so it's more like a exclusive, I guess, whatever the word is.
Feature.
Yeah.
This feature is actually rolling out now, but it's not available to everyone, is lens subscriptions. So once you subscribe to your creator, you will get their lenses when you swipe up. Not when you swipe up, but when you tap and then you press the lens explorer icon. There'll be a lens subscriptions little thing above the community lenses trending tab.
Oh, that's cool.
See the lenses that the creators you subscribe to made.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's like kind of one of my, like, I guess not like a real complaint, but like kind of like confusing or like mildly frustrating things is that some of them will have like a 48-hour time limit on them, or if I download one or swipe up on somebody else's snap and try one, like it's there and then it kind of like goes away. I wish that I could like maybe personalize that carousel a little bit better. But to have subscriptions, that's pretty cool, because then you'd get like the notifications when something new goes up. And mostly right now, as far as lens discovery goes, for me anyhow, I just, if I happen to see somebody else using one that I like, then I just swipe up and try it out or scan the snap code thing or whatever. But yeah, that's cool. That's good to know. As far as the, like the whole process when you got started with lenses, like how did that come about? Because I know that you do, or at least maybe it's more recent, but you do lenses and stuff for Instagram. So like what was, like is there a deciding factor? Is one just easier to work with? Or like how did that whole, because I assume you must have some kind of like more computer background than just like some dude that downloaded a app and got good at it. Nick, did I lose you?
Hello?
Yep, there we are.
Okay. I started with Python and JavaScript. JavaScript being the main language we use in Lens Studio and Spark AR. The Spark AR is the program you use to make Instagram filters. But really, I'm not that focused on Instagram filters because Snapchat just really supports it so much. And even Lens Studio as a program is a lot better than Spark AR, in my opinion. The only reason I'm messing around with Instagram filters is because the program just came out on Windows. So I just wanted to play around with that a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Very cool. Another thing that I wanted to touch base on, we're kind of jumping back and forth here, but it's back to the Snap Summit. I know that you had gotten to go to the headquarters, the cool building with all like the neon lights, and I'm pretty jealous of some of the swag you got there with the shirts and hats and things. Like, what was the headquarters like? Like, was it like big, small, kind of humble,
before
over the top?
Headquarters. I just want to say the shirt that they gave me is the most comfortable shirt I've ever worn in my life.
Dang.
But yeah, the headquarters. I was really excited to go because during the summit, I talked to our manager and they were like, and they sent out an email too. It's like, if you're still in town, you know, come visit us at the headquarters. We're having a breakfast. So that was fun. That's where we got more information on the creator profiles that I'm not allowed to share for now. So I can't expand on that.
Yeah.
Nope, I was super excited to get to Snap headquarters, and I was a little disappointed that it was just a glass building.
Yeah.
I was kind of expecting.
Super secret thing.
I don't know what I was expecting, like a Fortress of Solitude for Snapchat.
Yeah.
Once I got in to the second floor, the fourth floor was very boring. It was all beige. But once I got to the second floor, it was very apparent that it was Snapchat. The Snapchat ghost was everywhere, very yellow.
Yeah,
the office part itself just looked like a normal office. I mean, there were no cubicles, and they had standing desks or the motorized desks where you can stand stuff.
But yeah.
The place we hung out the most was the creator lounge. And the entrance to that was like, almost like, you know, the infinite hallway with the lights in it. It's like infinite mirrors. It looked like that, but with the Snapchat ghost when you're entering, it was really cool.
Yeah. I think I've seen that on yours. There was a few people that I found from the, just from opening up the Snap map. And once I figured out maybe where one person was, like you could just tap in that heat map and kind of see everybody's stuff. And yeah, it was pretty sweet. I've seen like bits and pieces of it just, you know, obviously through my phone, but yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah. So the creator lounge was pretty cool. They had couches and everything. And a kitchen, which is where we had the breakfast. Yeah. They had this really cool booth, which was where you could scan your snap code for your account, and your Bitmoji would pop up, and they were using a Kinect, so you could play around as your Bitmoji on the screen.
Oh, that's awesome.
That was fun.
Yeah. For being like kind of taking the short end of the stick in a lot of like news article stuff, they seem like they're pretty in touch with like some pretty, I don't know, that's just like super creative and things that I wouldn't really expect from them. I know like the Snap Summit badges people had, they could scan and their little Bitmoji guy was like hanging on the side of it and pointing at it. And
yeah, your Bitmoji
could move it around.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. One of the official lens creators, actually, I forget who made that, but one of the official lens creators made it.
Yeah, that was pretty sweet. So as a lens creator, like, can you tap into some of the Bitmoji things, or is that like a super private API type thing? Or
I can neither confirm nor deny anything right now.
Okay, that's fine. I don't want to make you uncomfortable or say something that you don't think yet. Yeah. So, awesome. So as far as like you're talking about like some of the lens creator, like when the profiles officially roll out to people and it's, you know, sorted by popularity, are there certain things that you look at as a creator, like that, you know, will get more attention, or like, is that kind of
like in terms of,
I don't know if there's like low hanging fruit with like, everybody likes a dog tongue and a mouth thing or something like that, or do you just like, you know, I don't know if there's like I said, that low-hanging fruit that you know will get more popular than others, or how do you go about that creatively?
Yeah. Part of our job is to, like, identify trends and stuff, but we also try to stay away from too much cliche stuff.
Yeah.
Whatever meme's popular, if you make a lens out of it, it's going to be popular, guaranteed. My most popular lens, which has like 50 million views, is the one where you're FaceTiming a hamster.
And you?
Yeah, that was me.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's my most popular lens. It's actually funny because I'm not actually too proud of that because it was really lazy. It's nothing to do with AR, so that's why I don't really care for it, even though like I'm proud of it still.
Yeah,
there are definitely a lot of trends, like besides memes, like obviously filters are going to be popular, like the ones that are just color corrections.
Yeah.
The most popular lens ever, Endless Summer, has around like 8 billion views or something like that. It's crazy. I don't understand how that works. Like,
I wonder how they count their views.
So the views are counted like based on people see this. So you post the views on your story. However many people see that story with that lens, it counts as a view. You send it to someone, that's one view. You send it to a group chat, however many people open that, you know, that's a view.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Yeah.
I toyed around with like, I mean, as a regular Snapchat user, I've toyed around with like doing like the stupid, like oddly satisfying ones. And like, I think the first time I ever did it, like it got picked up and it was crazy. Like it only stays on there for like 24 hours. And I probably didn't even notice that it had gotten picked up until like 12 hours later. And it had like 3 or 4 million views. Like it was insane. Like just the sheer power of like how many people really are using that.
Oh, yeah.
Or looking at things like that. Like, I think that's what kind of gets you hooked in a little bit of a sense when you do just some one-off things like that. And yeah, it's pretty neat.
Yeah. The Discover page is incredibly used, or is used a lot more than people think. Like a lot of people, I've had some friends say like, oh, I don't like the Discover page. It's just a bunch of random stuff. But people don't realize that the more you use it, the more it's going to be tailored to you. So I would definitely using and trying out the Discover page. And there's some Snap Originals coming out that were announced at the summit that are really, really cool.
Yeah, I've watched a few of them before and they were kind of like, some of them I didn't like, I don't know, they're just not meant for me, but there's a few that are pretty good and I've watched them and I would look forward to them getting released. But I've noticed on the Discover page, like if you scroll through things and you tap on it and hold or whatever, like you can dislike the stuff and you can like the other things, and doing that just on like maybe 5 or 10 different things really bumps up the quality of the stuff that's on that page.
Yeah, at this point my Discover page is just full of tech stuff, some like, you know, IG Marvel, DC news. No in-game spoilers, please. I haven't seen it yet, but
no.
But yeah, it gets really good once you use it.
Yeah.
Enjoy it.
Yeah, I really like it a lot. I think it's pretty well undersold for a lot of folks. And I don't know what they use to determine what they initially first show. I guess like popularity against amongst all users when you first log in or set up your account or whatever. But anytime I have a person, know, real life, and they're talking about the app, I always tell them like you have to kind of do a little bit of due diligence on your end, but tailor it to you, and it takes off from there. But yeah, mine's full of a lot of like tech stuff. I keep getting like celebrity news things, which I don't know why. Like I have no interest in following that type of thing, but
you're just so popular, it's forced to show.
I think so. Yeah, but. It's fine. I don't mind. So as far as anything else, I mean, I don't know if there's anything else you can talk about or want to talk about.
Like what?
I don't know. I feel like there's like 1,000 questions I could ask. I just don't know what to ask. Like, it's so interesting to me to hear someone talk about the things that they can talk about, you know, about Snapchat, because it's just like one of those things where like, I didn't even know what our story was until you really just kind of play with it and figure it out. And it makes your Snap kind of public. Like, I feel like that's kind of like, I don't know, you know, I'm not here to solve their user growth problems, but it just seems like there's so many things that could just easily be addressed or just like talked about or explained in the app. And it's just kind of a let people figure it out, or maybe people can figure it out and I'm stupid, or I don't know. But anytime I can talk to another person about it intelligently, it's kind of it's always interesting to hear other people's perspective on it.
Yeah, I feel the same way.
Yeah. Is it do you have like a lot of like, I don't know if it's, you live in like Florida or something, I think, didn't I see?
Yep.
Where you were in Florida. Yeah. Is your area pretty like, when you go into the Snap map and open that up, do you see a lot of like public Snaps in your general vicinity? Or?
Well, my town doesn't really have that much, but definitely around the Miami, Orlando, that's always extremely popular.
Yeah.
Especially with Disney.
Yeah, no, I think I was gonna say, I think when the few times I've been to Disney in the last 2 years, anytime I add a snap, it was like, whoa, this is awesome. Like my hour store views are like over 2,000 views like every single time. Like that's
Yeah.
nuts. But I just wish
That's
that
a
there was a way that like I could get people to follow me through that.
Yeah.
It's
Well,
like
actually, what you can do is you can mention yourself. I was just about to mention.
oh yeah,
Text
I think
mention.
that I talked to you about that before.
That's what happened when I went to the Partner Summit, and I got quite a few ads from that.
Yeah, I think that's how I found you, actually, now that I think about it. Yeah, I don't know. It always feels kind of like scammy doing that or whatever, but
No, it's just how you grow your user base. But the thing is, Snapchat's not really a social media per se. It's more like it's very connected. It's much more intimate than something like Instagram, Facebook, Twitter.
yeah, and I know that they don't pride themselves on
Yeah.
trying to find
Though they,
public people. It's more like connecting with the people you already know.
yeah, even though they reach more users in Instagram or younger users in Instagram, they don't like. That's not their main focus. Their main focus is on storytelling through stories by individual people and just creations, being very creative on Snapchat.
Yeah. Yeah, that's one thing that I think is really important. I was a pretty heavy, and I guess I still kind of am a pretty heavy Twitter user. And I follow a lot of like design people and design focus type accounts and things on there. But everybody always craps on Snapchat, and it's like, dude, are you guys kidding? Like, this is like just uncharted territory
Thing is,
for.
people that don't understand Snapchat and they talk crap about Snapchat don't know how to use Snapchat, or they don't have people that use Snapchat. Because Snapchat is
Yeah.
definitely focused for the younger users. I mean, obviously, people I've seen like 7-year-olds use it, but it's
Yeah.
definitely more focused towards the younger users, and that's why sometimes like people in their 50s, 40s may not get it. I'm sorry,
Yeah.
I don't know how old you are. I'm sorry.
Oh yeah. No, I'm only in my 30s, man. Give me a break. How old are you? You're like, I'm gonna guess 22.
No, I'm 16.
You are? Wow, that makes me feel old. But either way, that's awesome. So yeah, I think that's about all I can think of for questions. We'll wrap it up here, but I'm really glad to have carved out a little bit of time on an afternoon and
Oh,
gotten some insight.
yeah.
Is there an easy way for people to tell you or to be able to find you on Snap or whatever? Where
Yeah, just
are you online?
Snapchat, Instagram mainly. I don't use Twitter that much. I mean, I look at it, but I'm more of a lurker.
Yeah.
My Snapchat is like Linkdude Gamer, LinkDude Gamer. No spaces or anything of that.
Dude gamer.
You've probably seen my hamster lens. My snap code is on that. That's how I get a lot of ads, actually, by putting my snap code on for like a few seconds for my lenses, and I get
Oh
thousands
yeah.
of followers a week.
Yeah,
It's
I saw that on someone else's lens that I tried today, and I kind of wondered if that
Which
was
one
like
was
a
it?
I can't remember. I don't want to close the app and
Yeah.
risk it, but yeah, I can't remember. It was just some random whatever one that I
Oh, okay.
tacked on, but I saw somebody's snap code kind of pop up for a
Yeah,
second first.
Snapchat doesn't really like it when we do that, but we try and keep it brief and short so it doesn't actually interfere with anything.
Yeah.
It's
Yeah,
like, hey, I made the
I think I carved out and made it a sticker of my snap code before and tried to stick it on a lens and put it on our story, and it got like 0 views. Like, I think that they kind of like saw it and were like, no.
Yeah.
So it's like this trial and error. So I think there's definitely somebody or something that kind of filters garbage. Which
Yeah.
wasn't what I was trying to do, but whatever. Breaks the
Definitely
rules.
has like a light filter on that stuff.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
it's like when you, I'm not comparing myself to like an artist or anything like that. I'm not an artist. But like if you paint something, you know, you're gonna put your signature at the bottom right, you know. You're not gonna paint
Yeah.
your signature over the painting, like a watermark. But
Yeah,
this is gonna be a nice little
exactly.
thing in the bottom right. You're not gonna notice it if
Yeah.
you look for it.
Yeah, that's a good analogy. I like that. But cool. All right. Well, I will. I'll do my best. I use Anchor to record the podcast here, and I do my best for the notes. But man, their notes section, like trying to add it all in, it kind of sucks. So I'll try to get a link or something to your Snap profile and stick it in there. But it's not the easiest thing to use. It's kind of a complaint, but. Not bad for me just sitting in a closet and recording off of a phone on my iPad, basically. So
I have two pillows next to me for soundproofing right now.
Yeah. Hopefully we're all professional here. So anyway, Nick, I appreciate it greatly.
I really appreciate it. Great.
Yeah. Awesome. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you later.
Thank you.